I feel like you guys are still searching for your identity, what kind of team you are.
I don't want to jump to conclusions because after we controlled the line of scrimmage throughout the preseason and also controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, you know, the first two games, and then to sit here and overreact on the third game and controlling the line of scrimmage, I don't want to do that. I still think we have a tough physical football team, and that's my expectation, and that's also their expectation, is to go out there and establish your toughness. And then by the fourth, in the fourth quarter, hopefully you have a chance to win.
Gerard Mayo on the Patriots' identity. What is their identity? Feels kind of a poopy pants, Frady cap mentality when it comes to quarterback.
Don't turn it over.
Yeah,
won't turn it over.
We're afraid to put the ball in the air.
Yeah, we don't throw it.
We're petrified to injure our young quarterback, although I just got a tweet, Keith.
Yeah, what do you got?
At Jones and Keith, at Jones, W-E-E-I, at Keith21, all on Twitter. Hour number two, by the way, of Jones and Keith. We'll get to Tier Tuesday coming up about 15 minutes from now, plus your phone calls.
Yep.
A lot of you waiting patiently at 617-779-7937. Hey, Jones. Jaden Daniels isn't playing on your fantasy team? Are you afraid he's going to get hurt?
Ah, in your face.
Got me
in
there.
In your face,
that's
Jones.
True.
Can't play the rookie, can you, Jones?
I'm a little afraid. I'm bringing along the rookie too slowly.
Sounds
on my
like
fantasy
a hypocrite.
It's a good point.
You got to play that guy right out of the chute.
Now, touche.
Yep.
Do I have egg all over my face? So when it comes to the Patriots, what is that identity? And what are your takeaways from Monday Night Football? Again, to me, the big ones, besides Mac Jones going in and sucking again at the end, which was hilarious.
Classic Mac.
Was Jaden Daniels lighting it up as a rookie? I thought rookies didn't do that. I thought you weren't allowed to play rookies.
Can't.
And they weren't allowed to come in. And
they need to watch for a year.
Well, and I thought they had to be on a team with everything around them.
Yeah, well, the Commanders.
Yeah.
They're loaded.
That's true.
Art Monk.
Oh, I was going to say.
Ricky Sanders. Who else they got back there?
Oh, well, of course, you're thinking of
John Riggins.
Thank you. That is exactly who I was trying to come up with. Thank you. John Riggins, precisely.
Yeah. Not Tim Riggins.
No.
He'd be cooking with Tim Riggins.
Yeah. The Hogs in front.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what a team the Commanders have.
Mark Rippon.
Well, no, you don't want Mark Rippon.
No, you don't want Jay Daniels.
Exactly, yeah.
I thought there really from Monday night there was a whole bunch of stuff to take away. The Bills look great. The Bills are a wagon. Josh Allen's killing it. Trevor Lawrence might suck. The Jaguars might be worse than the Patriots. So that England game, good Lord. That might be the two worst teams in the NFL in a few weeks going out to England.
Yeah.
And then Jaden Daniels is what stands out, too. Jaden Daniels, second pick in the draft, completed 91% of his passes.
21 out of 23.
Two touchdown passes and a touchdown run, didn't turn it over, and they beat the Bengals on the road on Monday Night Football.
21 out of 23, and he pushed the ball downfield a little bit, too.
Oh, yeah, and he had to, and he picked up first downs when they needed it the most at the end.
Throwing on the run. He picked up a fourth down conversion. I thought on that final drive, I got to double check that. There was a fourth down, right? There were a bunch of third down conversions on that final drive. He's running. He's letting it rip. His arm is whipping around. He's great with the ball in his hands, although he does get blown up quite a bit. So will he survive the year? That'd really be my only question with Jaden Daniels, but if he doesn't survive the year, then you play him again next year like the Bengals did with Joe Burrow.
And we were getting this text, too. Like, I like Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin is very good. I don't think anybody has him in their top 10 wide receivers in the league.
No, definitely not.
And look at the rest of the group. So just Terry McLaurin means you can play him, but if they didn't have Terry McLaurin, you couldn't. He's thrown to the corpse of Zach Ertz.
This is from baby Patriots fans who were saying, oh, well, if we
Drake
had Terry McLaurin.
Nobody throw to.
Right, and so McLaurin's
McLaurin's great. McLaurin's, or good. He's very good.
McLaurin's better than any weapon the Patriots have. Acknowledged. We acknowledge that.
But, like, Austin
but that's
Eckler
not a good skill group.
Brian Robinson and Zach, like, Ramondre Stevenson would be the second best player on offense if he was on that team. And then, I mean, I don't know. Pop Douglas isn't a far cry from some of their other wide receivers.
And their offensive line also sucks,
bad O-line.
So Jaden Daniels has been sacked 9 times this year. Same amount as Jacoby Brissett. And you can get into pressure stats and everything else if you want. And
Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah, he runs around back there, and maybe he takes more sacks. But they've been sacked the same amount. He doesn't have a good offensive line. He doesn't have a good skill group. And he has the Commanders at 2-1. And so, again, it's not just that you're playing him and he's playing well individually and they're 0-3. They're 2-1. And they beat
and
the Bengals.
He just played his best game.
Yeah, they beat the Bengals. It's like you beat the Bengals, but you know the arrow's pointing up with Jaden Daniels and that team.
It's a little bit more entertaining.
Singularly, and it's definitely more entertaining.
Points against them.
And singularly, the arrow's pointing up because they played their rookie. So when are you going to do that? Oh, and by the way, Josh Allen lit it up last night. Who does he get? Who does he get? Drake May. Who does he get comp to?
Josh Allen, who did sit his entire rookie. No, he didn't.
No.
He played right away.
He played week one and he started week two. Interesting.
Huh.
Oh, the Bills were a playoff team the year before he got there. Yeah, they were the Bills.
They were the Buffalo Bills.
Just FYI, they were the Buffalo Bills. Oh. That was not a good organization. No one would pretend they were a good organization until they got Josh Allen. Seth's in Maine. Go ahead, Seth.
Hey, guys. Hey, my first takeaway, obviously, from Monday Night Football was obviously Jaden Daniels might just be really good. But the Commanders did everything for Jaden Daniels. They went and got Kingsbury. They got Mariota, the guys who run the same style offense. The Patriots got Alex Van Pelt and brought in Jacoby Brissett, who does not play football the same way that Drake May plays football.
Okay, so
doesn't make any sense to me.
So put the quarterback, like, I don't really care who the backup quarterback would be in this scenario. Mariota's backing up Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, it's not like he's watching a guy play like him for a whole year. He started over him right away.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter to me. But I do think the coordinator thing's
a big
deal.
That to me is a much more legit. I don't care about the quarterback, but the offensive coordinator, and I don't love Kingsbury. I don't like him as much as you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more comfortable with him as a coordinator than a head coach.
Definitely.
And as I said earlier, here's what I do like about Cliff Kingsbury. It's a college offense. Oh, it's not going to succeed at the next level.
Yeah, that's all these guys are doing.
Well, maybe it won't, but at least he is willing to work with his rookie and not just force a square peg into a round hole and line up Jaden Daniels in a pro-style offense and say, Daniels, go run that, when that probably doesn't suit his skill set. I feel like that is what Alex Van Pelt is going to do with Drake May. He's going to shoehorn him into an offense that isn't built for him. And Washington built their offense and or tailor-made their offense to what a young quarterback would succeed in.
Yeah, I do think the coordinator thing is significant. They interviewed 12 guys, and then they just gave Alex Van Pelt the job because he was the only one who would take it. They didn't interview Cliff Kingsbury, and I thought even at the time, Cliff Kingsbury should have been one of the top candidates, because if you're going with Gerard Mayo as the head coach, a guy who's never even been a coordinator, isn't it a good juxtaposition to have a former head coach, even though he wasn't great? Although I think he brought Arizona to the playoffs one year, but
yeah, him and Kyler, they got there and they were terrible, but they got there.
And he took Kyler Murray, who a lot of people don't even like. He got Kyler Murray to the playoffs. So I think if you had a former head coach, let alone offensive coordinator, all these different spots, but if you had a former head coach as your offensive coordinator now, it might be the right role for him. Also somebody for Mayo to sort of, you know, ping pong ideas off of. And I just would have liked the development of a rookie quarterback far more with Cliff Kingsbury. When you look at all the guys he's worked with, you know, going back to his college days and his pro days, than Alex Van Pelt, who even told us when we interviewed him, he's like, yeah, I haven't really worked with a lot of young quarterbacks.
Right.
Like, what? Like, we're like, oh, dude, like, because we were asking him about the 70-30 split at practice. I'm like, is that, you know, have you seen that before? He's like, no. I'm like, okay, cool.
Thanks.
Meanwhile, Cliff Kingsbury is like winning guys Heismans at all different schools and is developing guys at the next level. Like, that's the guy. If Jaden Daniels has a good season, has like a rookie of the year season, I think Kingsbury deserves a lot of credit for that.
And again, I'll reiterate, he might be in over his head as a coach.
Sure.
I know you said they got Arizona to the playoffs one year. Fine. He might be in over his head as a coach. Would he be a better offensive coordinator than what the Patriots
have? But he's like, it's funny because Lincoln Riley, like, there's a lot of, you know, overlap with those guys, but they're similar. Like, if Lincoln Riley's just running my offense, great. If he's running the whole team, like, hey, there's defense too, you know, and like, no, we don't really do defense. Like, that's a bigger concern. Kingsbury might have found his perfect role if he's good with it, just being like an offensive guy, work with the quarterbacks, because not everybody can do both. We're seeing guys like, you know, McVay and Kevin O'Connell right now. Maybe Mike McDaniel, jury's still kind of out. Maybe they could do both. Other guys might just be better off doing the one side of the ball.
Derek is in Canton, Ohio. Go ahead, Derek.
Man, how you guys doing?
Good.
Big fan of the show.
Thank you.
After last night, I don't see like how we can trot out Jacoby Brissett for another game. Bo Nix just won his first game. He looks the best he's looked in 3 weeks. Jaden Daniels just won and looked good. And I think the Patriots fans cannot let Jacoby Brissett play another full game in Gillette. They need to be loud, vocal, and boo him out the building, because we are trolling at this point, sitting our rookie.
Yeah, so I wouldn't rule that out. If they're getting like dusted at home in week 5 and Brissett's out there, he's going to start to get booed.
And they're not booing Brissett as much as the decision to play him, right?
I'd boo Brissett.
Yeah, to me, it's not really his fault. It's the same thing of like getting mad at the bad reliever
the
for
message,
being out there.
The message should go to the coaching staff, Elliot Wolf, and even ownership. But
no, we need to see Drake May.
I'd boo Brissett a little. He's been terrible.
Yeah, he has.
It's not.
You don't like the one touchdown pass so far? You didn't love the one touchdown pass?
It's not as much his fault. So I don't have the top of the list, but he's on my list.
But yeah, you got to go to Drake May. Last night's a pretty clear example of it. You got to at least see what the guy has.
How bad does Brissett have to be against San Fran to get Drake May in there.
I mean, I don't know how good he can be, to be honest. Like the first week he was good enough. Was he good or was he good enough?
Good enough.
I know people were trying to talk it up a little bit, but I think if he has one turnover and if they lose by more than two scores, he's out. That's what I think. Because I think week five was probably circled anyway. Really tough start to the schedule, first 4 weeks. For whatever their plan is, they thought he could learn a lot by watching the first month. But I don't think he's going to learn a lot watching bad football for 3 months. Like, get him out there on the field, home opener. Now all of a sudden Miami doesn't look as good as they did at the beginning of the season. So I think they had that one circled anyway. And my guess is they lose by a couple of scores to San Francisco this Sunday anyway.
Okay. Where do the Patriots fit in the NFL's hierarchy? What about teams like the 49ers, the Commanders, who we've been talking about? Are the Bills a true Super Bowl contender? We'll get to that as we do each and every Tuesday. It's Tier Tuesday on Jones and Keefe.
All right, so who's going to be number one? That would be a power ranking.
Yeah, we don't do that here.
No, we don't do power rankings around these parts.
No, no.
It's Tier Tuesday.
That's right. Happy Tier Tuesday to everybody out there who celebrates.
Not to be confused with a Tom E. Tuesday, although
same day.
I guess it's all one and the same.
Yeah, we'll talk to him later.
That's shortly after high noon, so mark that down. We also have a Kiefer Madness on the way for you at 12:45.
Yeah.
On Jones and Keefe, it's jam-packed per usual, but it's a Tier Tuesday, which means your favorite NFL teams tiered.
We tier them up, and so we've taken last week's tiers as sort of the baseline, sort of the outline of it. And we've tinkered it with it a little bit. Of course, we can change. We can add subtract tiers on the fly. But as of right now, this is what we're working with.
These tiers are fluid.
They're fluid. Thank you. The top tier, which had been known as Super Bowl contender, has been changed for this week to the Jones and Keefe Bozo TD Parlay.
Oh, that's nice. Right. Yeah,
that's right. That's winning money. That's the best. That's the best tier you can be in.
The highest tier you can be on is the Jones and Keefe Bozo Touchdown Parlay. Yeah. Got it.
Makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
Next tier down will be just a bit outside.
Okay.
So that'll be the one Super Bowl.
Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Playoff teams, maybe things break their way. They're in the Super Bowl.
A real Super Bowl contender, but better than the rest.
A cut below.
Frisky.
Frisky are we.
Third one is Frisky. You kind of want to be in that tier because you can go all over the place. That's a fun team to watch. It's a frisky team. You never know what's going to happen.
Right, you could be bad Frisky.
You could be bad.
You could be good Frisky.
Just be Frisky Frisky.
You could be entertaining Frisky.
Yeah, all of it.
That's a team that's going to cover.
We have a tier right now called No QB. That would be a team that is without a QB. We have after
drop
last
back,
week.
Do it to the other team.
I don't know if they're going to be in that tier.
Does he belong in that tier?
We have, based off of last week, we had to split the tiers here. We have the Rambulance winner and the Rambulance loser.
Yeah, because last week.
Last week,
we had the Rams and the Niners actually playing each other. They were in the same tier, the Rambulance, and now we're going to have to split that.
Here comes the meat wagon. Wee-woo.
So then we have I'm Shooketh.
I'm Shooketh.
Okay. That was could be worse. That is also where the Patriots were
last week.
It's where they were.
Yeah, emphasis, past tense.
We also have below I'm Shooketh is the number two pick watch. Mm-hmm. And then in the bottom tier, Bryce Young was here, which we are going to keep there this week as well.
Okay, good. We'll keep that one in place.
Keep that one there.
Okay, good.
All right, now without further ado, Billy, if you want to throw some teams at us, we will then tier those teams.
Yeah, we'll do it in order again. So we'll start with the AFC East, the 3-0 Buffalo Bills.
I mean, they are way better than I thought they were going to be. They are nasty. That would be Jones, Akeef, Bozo, TD Parlay.
No, you have to put them on the touchdown parlay tier. I mean, if you really wanted, and we don't need to do another tier break before we even get started.
No. It's
if the Chiefs can be on their own tier if you really want to treat it that way, but it's Buffalo, and they have to be on that top tier. They looked incredible last night, even while Jacksonville's awful.
Yeah, I agree.
1-2, Miami Dolphins.
The Dolphins are probably in no QB unless you want to go.
No, I think we leave them no QB.
Or are they Rambulance?
Here comes the meat wagon.
Don't they?
No, they need another
player.
They need like Tyreek Hill to go down.
Mostert hasn't been playing.
Oh, Mostert's out. Yeah, he never plays though.
But I think they're no QB because Skyler Murray.
Skyler Murray.
I'm sorry, Skyler Murray. Skyler Thompson.
They're starting Tim Boyle, I believe.
Or Tim Boyle is what I was going to say.
Tim Boyle
does not matter. That's like the definition of
could
no
be
QB.
Snoop Huntley.
Oh, maybe Snoop. Pro Bowler Snoop Huntley?
Probably Tim Boyle.
I don't think it's going to be Mac Jones.
No, let's keep him in no QB. I think we had him properly rated.
Yeah. All right.
Patriots 1-2.
The Patriots are
not great, Bob.
They're not.
Bryce Young was here. No, they're number two pick.
No, Josh. Number two pick. They do have a W under their belt. There are some teams that are still winless.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree. I think they're number two pick watch. We were getting people tweeting us during the game on Thursday night that they belong in number two pick watch, and we listened.
So
you are correct.
We're dropping them from could be worse / shooketh to number two pick watch.
I think that's only fair.
I think after Thursday,
after that performance,
you're
actually being kind of nice.
You drop a tier after Thursday. For sure.
New York Jets 2-1.
All right. You and I differ very much on the New York Jets.
Yeah.
I think they could be in just a bit outside.
No.
At the very least, they're frisky.
Aaron
Rodgers looked frisky himself.
I will raise them up a tier from where I wanted to last week. I'll pop them in the frisky tier.
All right. I'll put them in frisky.
Frisky are we?
Maybe like top end frisky.
Oh, I thought Billy was going to break the tie. You're good with meeting me at frisky?
Yeah.
Just a bit. Look.
Give me another week. If they look like that good again next week.
Who do they play?
They play, let's see, the New York Football Jets are taking on the Denver Broncos.
Okay. They should win that. And
I don't know. Bo Nix looks good.
It's really more about if Rodgers looks like Rodgers looked last week, then I will move them up a tier. But let's keep them in frisky.
If they're 3-1 next week, they're just a bit outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
AFC North, Baltimore Ravens 1-2.
I don't know. Baltimore Ravens.
They
got their first win. They were dominating Dallas. Then they let them all the way back in the game, and then they held on for their first win of the year.
Are they shooketh? They did win.
Yeah. I mean, are they as good? Are they frisky, though?
No.
They got Lamar Jackson. They're probably not frisky.
That's not a frisky team.
They don't look frisky. They're shooketh.
I think I'm shooketh.
They might be shooketh.
Shooketh.
I think I am with that team.
Yeah, something's
even
up.
They won. They still almost blew a giant lead in that game. Shooketh.
No, that's true. They gave up a ton of fourth quarter points. They lost to the Chiefs, which is no shame in, and then they lost to the Raiders.
That's
shook. I'd be shooketh.
Knock some of us out of Survivor Pool 1.0.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
So, I'm good with them being in shooketh. They have not.
Where did we have them last week? Only QB, which is no longer a tier? We had them in only QB.
Yeah, that's true.
They're in shooketh.
No longer a tier.
Yeah, shooketh.
Yeah.
Bengals 0-3.
The Bengals are 0-3. The Patriots loss kind of inexcusable for them.
They're not.
But last night, like, Joe Burrow looked good. Jamar Chase looked good.
They're
they lost to the Commanders.
They're also shooketh.
Yeah.
They're not frisky.
Shooketh.
0-3, though. You would think they would be number two pick watch or Bryce Young was here, but they still have Joe Burrow. So I can't bury him too much.
If you care about the books still have him for 8.5 wins.
Eight and a half?
Yeah. I mean, that's the over under.
0-3. What are the stats on 0-3 making the playoffs? I think not great.
Oh, it's poor.
Yeah.
But again, just because you're 0-3, they might not make the playoffs, but that doesn't mean they're on number two pick watch or the worst team in the league. I'd say shooketh.
No, and there's only one team in this division, which we'll get to in a moment, that has a winning record. Three of the teams have a losing record. Like,
nice.
It's a bad division.
Nice.
Another losing record, the 1-2 Cleveland Browns.
So they blow.
Not a tier. Are they number two pick watch?
I think so.
Or are they no QB?
So no QB seems kind of hot. Well, all right, let's see what they've done.
Watson's bad, but you want to talk about a guy who has no offensive line? For people crying about the no offensive line,
no.
I think he's been sacked 14 times.
I think they're number two pick watch, and here's why. So they get blown out by the Cowboys.
I'll go to number two pick watch.
Okay, here's the case. They got blown out by the Cowboys, who have been awful this year. Their only win is by 5 points against the Jaguars, and then they just lost to the Giants.
Ugh.
That is a bad 1-2.
Number two pick watch.
They play the Raiders and Commanders the next 2 weeks, which will be pretty interesting to see what happens. But I got Browns and number two pick watch.
Okay, let's do it.
Really, this whole division. They're worse than those teams. Yeah,
let's do it.
Got it.
3-0 Steelers.
I mean,
you want the over under? Their over under is only 9.5, which for a 3-0 team, I feel like is very low.
Are they frisky or are they better than frisky?
I keep them in frisky.
Okay.
We had them frisky last week.
Right.
I'm not ready to put them just a bit outside.
No, they're winning games. Yeah. They are frisky. They don't score a lot of points. Justin Fields, though, has shown up there. They've won 3 consecutive games. They got a good defense. You got to give Mike Tomlin credit. He's obviously a good coach to take, you know, that roster's not amazing.
Right.
3-0 is pretty good.
Are they a lock to make the playoffs?
They are not a lock.
I don't think so either.
No.
So that if they were a
lock
to make
the playoffs.
This is a tier,
though, after 3 weeks.
Well, right, but I'm just saying, but do I fully believe in everything I've seen? No. So they're frisky.
All right.
It's a frisky team.
All right, they're frisky. I'll put them in frisky.
All right, to the South, Houston Texans at 2-1.
Oh, boy. I mean, they started the season nicely, and then this last game was pretty much a dud.
I wanted to put them on the Super Bowl contender / Jones and Keith Bozo touchdown parlay tier last week.
So just a bit outside?
Well, we had them just a bit outside. I would leave them there.
Okay.
I'd give them the 1 week before we drop them down.
All right.
But if you want to drop them, they don't feel frisky.
No.
So, like, what are they? If they're not, I think they have to be just a bit outside. That is a lock playoff team because the division, as you're about to find out,
true.
Is terrible.
That's true. And their wins are against the Colts and the Bears. Yeah. So if you're like a college football team, you're not getting a lot of points for those.
No.
And then their one loss was to a very good Vikings team.
Yeah.
But, like, they don't feel frisky,
no.
though. I mean, but I don't know if... I mean, they are 2-1, just a bit outside. So, like, right now, based on this, we have them better than the Steelers and the Jets. Like, are they better than the Steelers and the Jets?
I picked them to beat both those teams.
All right. I'll leave them there.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah, I really don't feel confident putting them anywhere else. That's fine.
Colts, 1-2.
Stink.
Number two pick watch?
Yeah.
Chop back, do it to the other team.
Stink. They're bad. Yeah, Anthony Richardson just...
Are they no QB? I mean, they are no QB.
For sure are.
But I like Anthony Richardson, but I don't think they have a lot of other things, too. So I don't think they're no QB. I think that's number two pick watch.
Yeah, no, they're trash. They would... Right, they're not good enough to be there. What did they just do this week? They did get a win, though. Oh, they beat the Bears in that game. Yeah. No, number two pick watch is fine with
number
me.
Number two pick watch is where you belong. Right.
Colts.
They're not as bad as these next couple of teams.
All right, what do we got?
0-3 Jags.
The Jaguars are Bryce Young was here.
They're on the Panthers. They are on Panthers Bryce Young
so
tier.
So bad. Like Trevor Lawrence. You see that picky through to DeMar Hamlin?
Yeah.
The zombie, DeMar Hamlin?
No, I saw.
Like, that was insane. What a horrible throw. He is a bad quarterback.
Ready? Yeah. Vegas over under for
wins?
Jacksonville? 6.5. Isn't that an easy under?
Yeah.
They might be the worst team in the league.
Is that already dropped, like, two, though? I feel like going into the year, it's probably closer to 8.
I don't know how far they've fallen off. Good point.
Yeah, Peterson, I think, is one of the favorites now to get fired.
I think he
is the favorite.
I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but who else would be above him?
Well, let's see how the Cowboys do.
McCarthy, good call.
Yeah. But okay. they're horrible.
They're on the Bryce Young
tier. Bryce Young was here,
which is the bottom tier.
That's right.
Titans at 0-3 is
Sam. You got company, Jacksonville.
Good news for the New England Patriots. They play both of these teams.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to scrape together a couple of wins, if you think this could be a 3-win outfit, you circle those games.
Tennessee over under 5.5 is
under.
What they're at.
Yeah,
they're
so bad.
I would take the under on both those teams.
Because who's their backup quarterback? If they,
I
swear to God,
Rudolph.
We had the exact same discussion last week.
We looked it up. So,
so forgettable.
Every week, who is their backup?
But who's their backup? No, so like they got to stick with Will Levis unless they bench Levis like Carolina did, but they don't have an Andy Dalton to turn to. They have a Mason Rudolph, which is not great.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Two teams on the Bryce Young was here.
Okay.
All right, to the West, 1-2, Denver Broncos.
Chop back, do it to the other team.
Are they still number two pick watch, or
no.
do they jump up to Shooketh?
I'd put...
Are they Shooketh?
No, they're number two pick watch. They're number two pick watch.
No, they kind of stink.
They pulled a game out of their backside. They're number two pick
watch. Yeah. I know. But trending up, arrow pointing up, Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Arrow pointing up, Bo Nix.
Top end of the number two pick watch tier.
Yeah.
They're not the bottom end of it anymore, where I thought they could maybe be on Panthers territory.
No, God, no.
Yeah, no.
No.
Okay.
Chiefs at 3-0.
Chiefs are
you
on the top tier.
I was going to say, are you hesitant to put him in the Bozo touchdown?
Great cash, homie.
No, but will you at least admit that Travis Kelce's washed?
Yeah,
are you ready to go there?
It's looking that way. Yes.
No, but they're one of the best. I mean, they're the best team in the league.
But they're winning.
They don't really need them.
No, exactly.
Which is crazy.
They're winning on defense without Kelce. They lost Pacheco, and I feel like none of it matters. So, yeah, no, they belong on that top tier.
All right, a couple of texts in here, 37937. 2.5% of teams since 1990 have made the playoffs after an 0-3 start.
I'd largely throw that out because the playoffs have expanded so much, but okay,
true.
Fine.
And you're wrong, Rich. Mason Rudolph can play.
All right,
fair enough.
Well, there you go.
All right, let's keep going.
All right, Las Vegas Raiders, 1-2.
Raiders. Are they?
Shooketh? Are they a little bit better, or are they also number two pick watch? There's a lot of bad teams in the
NFL.
Shooketh for the Raiders?
I'd put them Shooketh.
They almost made a quarterback change last yesterday. They were like, should we go to 8-0?
That might help.
It could help.
That might
quarterback
help.
Changes I mean, have not been a bad thing.
Antonio Pierce is shooketh with all the business decisions Jack Jones is making out there.
Shooketh.
Let's go shooketh for
shooketh
them.
Shooketh for them, yeah. That might be high, but that's all right.
2-1 L.A. Chargers.
I think the Chargers are frisky.
Yeah.
I like the Chargers. I know
frisky.
They just lost.
Frisky team.
I like them. I think...
buddy. They lost to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, also frisky.
Defensive game. They hung in
frisky
it.
Frisky versus frisky. Only one winner.
Only we could tie.
Yeah, borderline Rambulance.
Herbert got injured in that game. I think there's a case for Rambulance with that team.
Yeah, if Herbert misses time, they're Rambulance written all over them.
Yeah. TBD. Asterisk on that one. But let's put him in frisky. I like him
frisky.
In frisky. Yeah.
Okay, to the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys at 1-2.
They
shooketh.
Okay.
Shooketh.
Has to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a good tier all of a sudden. You got Lamar, Burrow, Dak all in Shooketh because they have all gotten off the slow start.
That's Shooketh.
That's good.
City is what that is.
I like it.
Giants also 1-2.
No, they are.
Number 2 pick watch?
Are they Bryce Young was here? No, no, they can't be below Cleveland.
Well, and they're not on the Tennessee-Jacksonville level.
No, that's true. Number 2 pick watch is fair. They just saved Daboll's job probably for at least a few more weeks. They just beat Cleveland. We have Cleveland in the number 2 pick watch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
not great, Bob.
That is true. They're not great, Bob.
Eagles, 2-1.
I guess just a bit outside. I don't want to put them there, but I guess they're just a bit outside. Are they shooketh?
Are they no QB?
Oh.
I'm a Jalen Hurts fan, but man, it has not been a good year for
him. No QB and no coach.
Well, yeah.
No, their coach stinks too. Sirianni's bad.
I mean, I feel like you could put this team a lot of different places. I think they belong on just a bit outside.
Ugh.
They have played good teams thus far.
All right, so they
like Atlanta, Green Bay.
They beat Green Bay and they beat the Saints. They lost to Atlanta by a point.
I feel like that's at least a tough schedule. I would leave them just a bit outside.
Okay, we'll leave them there, but they're on watch.
They
need to know that they are on notice.
To be no QB or sugar. Yep. We're not sure where we're going to put them, but no. Yeah, they're on watch. Yeah,
all right, just a bit outside. Okay, that's fine.
Also, the 2-1, the Washington Commanders.
That team's frisky.
Oh, they are frisky. No, Jane Daniels, frisky personified.
You want to go higher than frisky?
No.
Okay, frisky.
No, no, they're frisky.
Frisky team.
Real frisky.
You saw it last night.
The thing with the frisky, you can talk up a frisky team, you can talk down a frisky team. Like that they're sure. They're all over the map.
Eye of the beholder.
Depending on when you see them.
Yeah. Frisky. Okay.
They were
good.
Frisky last night.
Good.
All right, to the NFC North, the Chicago Bears at 1-2.
Boy.
Shooketh?
Well, yeah.
Are they number 2 pick watch?
They're pretty bad, aren't they?
They're pretty bad.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. I go number 2 pick watch.
Number 2 pick watch.
Yeah. They're pretty bad.
Okay. I could be talked into shooketh, but let's go number 2 pick watch.
Well,
let's do it.
So the Chicago Bears are 1-2, which is alone in last place. Their only win is over the Titans.
Yeah.
Horrible squad.
And that was, they needed 2 defensive scores to do
Correct.
It.
Correct. And they lost to the Texans and the Colts.
Yeah. Probably number 2 pick watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're losing to the Colts. That's not a good place
no,
to be.
No, it's not. No.
Detroit Lions at 2-1.
What is up with the Lions? I can't make heads or tails of the Lions.
They could be no QB.
They could be.
If you want to go no QB, Goff has looked like old Jared Goff.
Yes.
I think there's something wrong with their offense. So if you want to go no QB, I'll meet you there. But
yeah,
just a bit outside, it's one of those two.
Let's put him in no QB for now.
You've been downgraded. Until Goff looks like the Goff from a year ago.
Turn around, Goff.
You're downgraded.
Turn around, Goff.
Yeah.
2-1 Packers.
Just a bit outside.
I think just a bit outside because they're winning. They won without Love. They're going to be getting Love back sooner than people probably thought.
They're 2-0 without Love. It sounds like Jordan Love is back this week.
Uh-huh.
Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
I'd listen to you on the Bozo touchdown tier.
I can't go there yet.
Okay, but I'd listen to it because that's a good operation. They're winning games with Malik Willis.
I had him in the Super Bowl, so yeah.
But yeah, let's go just a bit outside.
Minnesota Vikings 3-0.
Just a bit outside? Don't go. Not top tier.
No, I can't go top tier. No, not yet.
You want to go just a bit outside?
They could be this week's Saints.
Just a bit outside.
They could be this week's Saints, where we upgraded the Saints and maybe we overreacted a little bit.
3-0.
Are they frisky or are they just a bit outside? We're power ranking it now.
I'm going just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside. Let's do it.
Hell yeah. I'm a big Kevin O'Connell guy.
You have to
coach them up
based on what they're doing.
Because I still don't love Sam Darnold. I'm waiting for the floor to fall out there. But as of right now, 3-0.
Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside. Let's do it.
NFC South, Atlanta Falcons at 1-2.
No QB?
Frisky?
Are they, though?
Yes, they're frisky.
You think so?
They just shook it.
They almost
beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, I guess.
They're at least frisky.
All right.
If you want to say they're bad frisky, that's fine. That's a frisky little team.
You think so?
Yes.
What's their record again?
1-2.
They were fighting the Kirk Cousins primetime curse for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
back to back.
They beat the Eagles.
They lost to the Chiefs and the Steelers, 2 undefeated teams. They beat the Eagles. Okay.
Frisky.
Yeah.
Frisky team.
I'll put them in frisky.
Vegas believes in them. Their win total is 9.5.
Still?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
1-2 Panthers.
Frisky.
Frisky?
Andy Dalton's got them frisky.
Wow.
Andy Dalton's got these guys playing.
Okay, fine.
He's got them playing.
I'll meet you there.
Buzzing.
Let's go.
You above number 2 pick watch.
Don't you think? They're frisky right now.
Should we bring back only QB just for Carolina?
Just for Dalton?
Okay, fine.
I think after 1 week, listen, we're a week-to-week operation here. That's frisky.
Frisky.
Oh, they lit up the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Dalton running around. Now, they could sink like a stone after this week. They could get pounded and be in
Cats love friskies.
Yeah. We should have more cats there.
Yeah.
Jaguars, nowhere near frisky, but They wish they were.
Bengals are not frisky.
No.
Okay.
2-1 Saints.
So shine kind of came off them a little bit. They didn't, because they were lighting up the scoreboard the first 2 weeks. This week was a low scoring, grinded out game. I think they could be shooketh, maybe, only because they start the year house of fire. Then it's like, oh, we only scored 12 points.
Yeah, I'm
They're
a little.
Shooketh.
You're on timeout.
I'm shooketh.
You're on timeout. Yeah. Shooketh. Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
2-1 Bucks.
I think they're still just a bit outside. That was a bad egg they laid.
Oh, you like the Bucks way up there?
Where did you have them last week? I thought we had them there last week.
Did we have them there last
week?
I'm
not going to fully downgrade. It was a bad game losing to the – where are you going to put them?
So they beat the Commanders and the Lions, but they lost to the Broncos.
Yeah.
The Broncos stink.
I know, but bad losses do happen. Like, do I fundamentally feel differently about that team? I don't. It was a bad – you want to go to frisky?
They kind of can be frisky. Oh. Baker Mayfield can be frisky. No, you think they're just a bit outside? You think they're that good? I mean, I have them winning the division at the beginning of the year, so you don't have to talk to me.
I'm leaving them just a bit outside.
All right, fine.
Just a bit outside.
All right.
To the west, the Arizona Cardinals at 1-2.
I thought they were frisky.
They just lost to the Lions.
They were not very frisky last week.
No. Are they shooketh, maybe? Shooketh. I think with them, because it's week to week, shooketh. You never know what you're going to get. That's a good spot. It's a good spot.
Shooketh.
They're shooketh.
1-2 Rams.
They'd be the Rambulance winner.
Here comes the meat wagon.
Right. I was about to say frisky. I forgot about Rambulance winner. No, they're clearly the Rambulance winner.
They won
How
the
could
Rambulance.
I forget that?
Yeah, they won the Rambulance Bowl.
Yeah. Yep. 1-2 49ers.
I think we know.
We will.
They'd be the Rambulance loser.
I think that one was
pretty safe.
Preordained, yep.
And the Seahawks at 3-0.
They're at least frisky. I don't know if they're just a bit outside. Like I don't see that, but like they're 3-0.
Just a bit outside. Ooh.
I would do the exact same thing with
frisky?
Them.
No.
Yeah, I would do the same thing with the Steelers. They're both similar. They're 3-0. I don't know that I fully believe in them. Nick is arguing for just a bit outside. I like frisky.
All right, so here we go. The top tier, the Jones and Keefe Bozo TD parlay is the Bills and the Chiefs. Once again, top tier.
Great cash, homie.
Yep.
Just a bit outside, we have the Texans, Eagles, Packers, Vikings, Buccaneers.
Okay.
The frisky, the all-important frisky tier, Jets, Steelers, Chargers, Commanders, Falcons, Panthers, Seahawks.
Okay, it's a full one.
The no QB, Dolphins, Lions.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay.
Rambulance winner, Rams. Rambulance loser, Niners. I'm shooketh. Ravens, Bengals, Cowboys, Raiders, Saints, Cardinals. Not bad. Number two pick watch, Broncos, Patriots, Browns, Colts, Giants, Bears.
It's a lot of teams in the mix for number
six. And then Bryce Young was here. Jaguars, Titans. Do we have to change it to number three pick watch?
We might have to change it to number three pick watch. You want to update that?
Should we change it?
Number three pick watch.
Because those two teams are the...
I'd feel much better about number three pick watch because those two are 1-2.
Yep. All right. So number three.
Number three pick watch.
Change it on the fly.
Change
number
it on
three
the fly.
Pick watch.
As we said, these are fluid. These tiers are fluid.
I think we nailed it once again.
Okay. We'll be tweeting that out shortly at Keefe21, at Jones and Keefe. You can track those down. If it's a little tough to follow in real time, it's easier to look at, I understand. 617-779-7937. All your feedback on the tiers. If you'd like to jump in, we'll get back to our Monday night takeaways. We have Tommy Curran shortly after high noon on a Tommy Tuesday. And coming up next, you know the leads on the Greg Hill Show. We'll get to quarterback power rankings, similar to our tiering, in misleading. Next. We're coming up on noon here on Jones and Keefe. We'll be joined by Tom E. Curran on a Tommy Tuesday, shortly after high noon. Talk to him every week here on WEEI. Kiefer Madness comes your way less than an hour from now at 12:45. And we still have a check-in at Celtics Media Day with Terp.
Oh, yeah.
Which we'll be doing. Tatum, I guess, is all motivated.
See his new shoes?
I didn't.
Terp tweeted out his new Jordans.
Oh, I missed
Tatum, that. Whatever number they are. Yeah, they look pretty good.
Wait, they're new Jordans or they're new Tatums?
Well, the Tatums are Jordans.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, yeah.
They're Jordan brand.
He's a Jordan
brand. I see what you're saying, but they're not. I gotcha.
Come on. Come on, try to keep up. You're not a sneakerhead?
I'm not a sneakerhead.
The Tatum threes. Tatum threes. At Justin M. Turpin tweeted them out.
Those aren't bad.
Yeah, they're not bad.
You're not playing basketball in those.
I wouldn't wear them.
What are those? They're like flat soles?
They look like shoes. No, I mean, you could wear those. You could play hoops in those.
Could you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're gonna have like high tops.
You know, blow out
Air Jordan looks like
a rolling ankle. Maybe you could play in those.
Flowers on there. They look kind of psychedelic a little bit.
I like it. I like the look. I'm just
like
saying.
A 70s, 60s, or 70s. Mamas and the Papas type of shoe. Is that what that looks like?
Mama Cass.
Yeah.
Ham sandwich.
Oh, here we go. If you look them up. No, those well, aren't the
those
ones.
Don't look good.
So on the Twitch chat, those are different ones that I'm looking at, aren't they? Or maybe they are. Either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have a nice break. Well, Terp will get in here.
Yeah, we'll get his thoughts on Celtics Media Day. Tatum, though, is on his revenge tour.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that before. What are they going to say now? Well, they'll say you didn't play in the Olympics is what they're going to say. So we'll get to Terp and his Celtics Media check-in here coming up a little bit later on. But this morning on the Greg Hill Show.
Yes.
Shime said something that I agree with. There are two quarterbacks who are head and shoulders above the rest of the league right now. Mahomes and Josh Allen. They're one, they're two, in that order. And the debate that Sean got into is who is the number three quarterback? If you had to rank the top three, one and two are clear. Who is after Mahomes and Josh Allen in today's NFL?
Yeah, I think it's up for grabs every week. I would probably say Joe Burrow, like just for the whole season. Like that's the guy I would rely on the most. I think there are times where you'd make an argument for Lamar. You know me, I like Aaron Rodgers quite a bit. I think three might be a little high for him at this stage of his career, but to me, he's not that far off. So I'd probably keep it with those the big troika of the AFC of Mahomes, Allen, Burrow.
Would you throw a guy like C.J. Stroud in there, or do you need to see more?
Not yet.
He hasn't hit the ground running in year two.
It's a slow start for him, so not yet.
Another name I would have thought of that maybe deserved to be in the mix, but he got hurt immediately, was Love. Love finished last year great.
Yeah, arrow pointing up.
Arrow
Jordan
pointing
Love.
Up.
Yeah, Jordan Love going into the year was a guy. You had him for MVP, right? I thought that was
sounds
good.
Right, yeah.
I thought that was a good one. I thought he was right on the cusp of it. But, yeah, I think Burrow. Cincinnati has these really horrible slow starts. But just like an individual quarterback, like who you would want, who can like
I think it's
make
Burrow
other
or
guys
Lamar.
Better. Yeah.
I think it's Burrow or Lamar. I might skew Lamar. I would skew Lamar. And I understand his playoff shortcomings. He also has the two MVPs. And
do you believe in the rule of two, which is a Sith Lord rule from Star Wars?
I'm not sure.
There's always two Sith. There's always two elite quarterbacks. So it was Brady and Manning for a while, and then it was Brady and Mahomes for a while, and now it's Mahomes and like who is his
Allen.
Counter? It probably is Allen.
I mean, they've had toe-to-toe. I mean, look, you can say it's Burrow. Burrow beat him, but him and Allen have had good games, exactly.
Yeah, I think it would be because you look at some of the guys that have emerged from the NFC. You know, it's not Brock Purdy. It's not Jalen Hurts, but they've been on good teams. They've made it to Super Bowls. But yeah, it probably is Josh Allen. I mean, he clearly doesn't have the ring. Like, eventually, Manning was able to also get rings. So, like, Brady and Manning, and they both had that. But, yeah, I think it's pretty squarely Allen. Now, if in the spirit of Tier Tuesday, he might be a tier below or is a tier below Mahomes. Yeah. But then he might also be on his own.
Well,
and then there's a tier down. You know what I'm saying?
We said this earlier. Is Allen closer to Lamar and Burrow, or is he closer to Mahomes?
Recency bias after last night, I would say he's closer to Mahomes.
I think he's, I mean, look, we're not talking like all-time great,
but for
in
this
today's
season,
NFL.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think he's closer to Mahomes, and that doesn't mean he's Mahomes, but he's closer to Mahomes than Burrow or Lamar, I think.
Yeah.
Because now they've completely changed. He doesn't have Stephon Diggs anymore.
No.
They changed offensive coordinators. They're a 10-win team every year. They're in the playoffs every year. They figured things out in the middle of last year. They've hit the ground running this year. So is it an overreaction? I guess. Recency bias, maybe.
Yeah, he was great, but he is.
But he's proving his greatness without Diggs.
100%.
Just like Mahomes, if you even questioned it, proved it without Tyreek Hill winning back-to-back Super Bowls.
Yeah, no, that's pretty remarkable. And with Kelce getting, you know, worse by the day and, you know, getting – Rashi Rice is good, but, like, you look at his receivers and his backs, like, they're not great. In Kansas City.
No, they're not.
In Buffalo, they're not really elite.
I thought they would be great. They have not been great.
I thought both teams would have been in on DeAndre Hopkins. I thought both teams would have been in on Calvin Ridley. I thought both teams would have been in on, you know, I know Ayuk never got traded, but I'm like, why wouldn't you be in on it? But I think they're both saying, especially in Kansas City, because there's proof, well, we don't really need it. You know, this year, it's only three games, but Buffalo's doing the same thing, where they're saying, well, we think Josh Allen and the offense is going to be fine without those guys, and so far they're right.
Texts rolling in on Tier Tuesday, 37937. You can jump in on the quarterback rankings there. Who's number three after Mahomes and Josh Allen? Good discussion by Chris Schein this morning on the Greg Hill Show. Baker is frisky, guys.
Baker Mayfield, frisky, for sure.
Andy Dalton might as well be an orange tabby with how frisky he is.
Yeah, Dalton's. Yeah, he's got those Panthers purring right now.
You guys have so much going on with the show today.
Yep, it's true.
Entering fourth dimension level.
I agree with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. Let's see. Oh, didn't realize Mason Rudolph listens to Jones and Keefe. That was a good one.
That is true. We don't get a lot of Mason Rudolph love every day, but
we're also getting these bad segment.
Wait a minute. What? Where?
The new show is childish.
The new show.
Who would argue with that?
It's still, I mean... At what point is it no longer the new show? I agree with the texture. It's still the new show, and it is also childish. So I agree with everything that they said. We're, what, a month in?
Yeah. Three,
yeah, right?
Or still new.
New.
Still new.
New-ish.
Once the calendar goes to 2025.
Got it. Okay. So we got a few
calendar
more months.
Flip. All right,
I like that.
Let's go with that.
I just want to know.
So there you go. The feedback all over the map on a Tier Tuesday. But we all know consistent feedback for Tom E. Curran. On a Tom E. Tuesday, we'll get to the Patriots. We'll get to Drake May. We'll get to Bill Belichick and his future. All that comes your way next.